Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256 gigabyte offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Body Bags with Joseph Scott Morgan.
When I hear the term upcountry, I think of arguably one of the most beautiful places in the United States. That's the most northerly portion of the state of South Carolina. It's that welcome mat that brings you into Appalachia. And there's a little tiny town there called Traveler's Rest. It's a beautiful place. I've been there many times throughout my life, and it's kind of like entering into this beautiful forested area, primeval, where you begin to see the land rise before you. It's beautiful streams, mountains. But for Edna Suttles, it turned out to be one of the most horrible locations that she could have ever been. Today, we're going to talk about the homicide, the murder of Edna Suttles. I'm Joseph Scott Morgan, and this is Body Bags. Jackie Howard, the executive producer of Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, is joining me again today. Jackie, I know that you're from that area of the country up in Tennessee, and it is certainly beautiful. And I have to think that Edna probably thought it was rather gorgeous, too. What do you think?
I do agree, Joe. And in fact, most of us who live in the mountains and are from that part of the area do consider it to be God's country. But unfortunately for Edna Suttles, someone else decided to make it no man's land. Edna Suttles and her 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee disappeared from her home in Traveler's Rest, as you said, around August 27th, 2021. Her car was found, about a week later, September 3rd, also 2021, parked in a Best Western parking lot. And as investigators started looking and investigating this case, they found surveillance camera footage from the hotel parking lot that helped them start a timeline of what happened to Edna Suttles. This may have been the last footage of her.
Let me tell you a little something about Edna that's absolutely fascinating. I found out about her life that I don't know if too many people know this. Edna is actually the first woman in the history of the state of South Carolina that was a bail bondsman. And she's 80 years old. So she's been around people, you can imagine, in the bail bonds world that are dangerous, perhaps very scary. And so you would think that her senses would be up and aware that maybe there was trouble at hand. But in Edna's case, apparently, whoever it was that approached her, it didn't send off any alarms for her. She was essentially taken unawares. And when that happens, there's not necessarily an evidence of struggle. As investigators, you begin to think about, well, who in her immediate circle would have been there that would have put her at that level of comfort? You know, where she's not going to flee, she's not going to scream, she's not going to run away. You know, you don't have reports from a parking lot somewhere that's saying that she's been snatched. We saw someone put her into a car and drive off with her. There's nothing to indicate that in Edna's disappearance. And so for me, you begin to look as an investigator, you begin to look at the individuals that kind of inhabit her life and that are around her. Maybe not on a daily basis, but at least those she's familiar with.
Edna was seen with her car, but then Edna disappeared and she was reported missing. How was she reported missing? Did her family miss her, or was it her business that missed her?
You know, another thing about Edna that I find quite fascinating, she was well known in Traveler's Rest as an individual. Now, she's 80, okay, but she had kind of found a calling in life to serve the elderly community, those that are, you know, kind of shut in, that don't have folks necessarily in their life that can come by and check on them and that sort of thing. And in Edna's case, there was an elderly person that she would look in on and come and sit with them and tend to them and take care of some of their basic needs. And when she didn't show up, to that appointment, remember, that might be the only outside contact that that individual has. Alarm bells went off for that individual. So the initial tip actually came from a person that Edna cared about that was checking in on her on a regular basis. And when she didn't show up, that person alerted the police to say, listen, my friend didn't come by here. I haven't seen her and haven't heard from her, and I'm worried.
Edna's body was discovered in a wooded area. Tell me a little bit about what happened to her, and then we could talk about what investigators are going to need to recover from that scene to pinpoint who murdered Edna Suttles.
You know, one of the fascinating things about this case that our listeners need to understand is that at any point in time, when a criminal begins to engage in any kind of criminal enterprise, and they cross over state lines, that almost automatically, in many cases, makes a case a federal case at that point. I think a lot of people get confused over this, but when you have a person that is missing and you might have an indication that they are somewhere out of state, one of the default positions is the idea of kidnapping. Now, you can have kidnapping that occurs within state boundaries, but when you cross over a state line, if a perpetrator crosses over a state line with an individual that has, in fact, been kidnapped, that's one of the primary duties of the FBI. And so the FBI got involved in this case. And, you know, when Edna's body was finally located, it wasn't in South Carolina or anywhere near Travelers Rest. It was out in a wooded area up in North Carolina. So when she was found eventually up there, she had, in fact, been buried. And her death just absolutely sent shockwaves through that community, through the lives of everybody that she touched. You know, you can imagine if she's a bondsman where, you know, people have to go and see her at the worst times of their life. She's made connections in that community, not to mention the age that she had been touching their lives for some times as well. It creates something where people become scared really, really quickly. And that's when the police began to dig into this case. And they found something that was just absolutely ominous.
I bet I can tell you what that was, Joe. When the ME started the autopsy on Edna's remains, they found something, a drug, in her system. Am I right?
Well, to say that they found a drug in her system is an interesting way to put it. There were actually three drugs involved in Edna's death. And I don't know that I recall handling a case that's quite this sophisticated, if you will. There were actually several drugs, and this is something that we would refer to as a deadly cocktail. One drug was essentially a muscle relaxer. Another one was a narcotic pain reliever. And then I think probably the most significant thing here is a drug that's referred to as Ativan. It goes by a variety of different names, but Ativan specifically is used for anti-anxiety. And these had been crushed and mingled together and then placed into a cup of yogurt. Now, is that something that she would have ingested of her own volition? And as it turned out, it wasn't. It was actually a grouping of medication that was placed into a yogurt cup by a man named Daniel Prince, who actually administered that to her while she was restrained in his vehicle.
So when investigators were looking at the video, that is going to tie us back to the man you just mentioned, Daniel Prince. He was seen, the man you just mentioned, was seen in that surveillance video with Edna Suttles.
Yeah, he was. And actually, this is quite fascinating. Edna had arrived at a local Food Lion grocery store. And there's actually videography from a surveillance camera that puts them in the same place at the same time. He's driving his vehicle, and she, of course, is driving this 2014 Jeep vehicle that she had. And you remember what I said in the beginning, where we begin to look at individuals that you feel comfortable with that are in your immediate circle. In that video, there was actually interaction between the two. Daniel Prince can be seen waving at her on the video camera. Now, just think about that just for a second. It's not like some stranger, you know, comes at you out of a dark alley somewhere. This is an individual that she knew, that it has been at least intimated over the course of this case and some associated cases that they did, in fact, have a relationship with one another and had known one another for a few years. Now, no one is really quite sure about the nature of that relationship, but it was such a relationship that it's just like if you come across your neighbor in a parking lot and they motion to you and you come on over and you begin to engage in conversation with them. She actually gets into the vehicle with Daniel Prince and leaves from that location. And she's essentially, at that point in time, she's in his control. Now, no one really knows what happened to her, but somehow, some way, she actually wound up in the trunk of his vehicle, restrained. And he, at that point in time, had administered this toxic cocktail to her, which consisted of these three very, very powerful drugs that would have brought about her death. The horror of this, you know, I think that, you know, probably on one level, if you're restrained and you're being forced to eat something, the most glaring thing is, well, what are you giving me? First off, why am I restrained? You're my friend. And then you begin to think about, well, why are you feeding me all of a sudden? And I can only imagine the horror that began to rise up in her. Because as these drugs would begin to kick in her system, every single one of these, just taken alone, has a level of lethality to it. But when they are combined, it begins to suppress the respiratory system. Breathing becomes labored. You become disoriented, essentially. And eventually, you'll go into a comatose state. And it's certainly enough to kill you.
As investigators moved in on Prince and executed warrants, they found Suttle's belongings on Prince's property. They found her purse. They found her Jeep keys hidden in a bee box on Prince's property. And in that bee box, they also found rope, zip ties, and rubber gloves. It was almost like they found the smorgasbord of evidence.
Yeah. You know, when you begin to think about seeing something like this as an investigator, automatically, you know, if you've got a missing person and you believe that they are connected to the individual that you're looking at, and you go out and you begin to put a profile essentially together of the individual that you're assessing at that point in time. And this automatically, you begin to think, you know, why in the world would you retain these items? You know, there are certain items that are contained in there that have no purpose. They serve no purpose whatsoever, other than to perhaps reminisce, to think back upon. And, you know, with serial killers in particular, one of the things that they will do is they will go back and they'll look at items, and they can be any number of items. And depending upon the particular serial killer that you're talking about, over the years, they will focus in on specific items. And it's everything from clothing to toys sometimes, to anything that reminds you of those events. And what I find fascinating about this is that he had hidden this inside of a bee box. Now, I got to tell you, I have a terrible fear of being stung. So if I'm searching out there on a piece of property and I'm executing a search warrant, you might have to call on another investigator to go look in the bee box, because I don't know if I'm going to be the person that you would want to task with that, because I'm terrified of being stung. But isn't that interesting that you could use a box like this? This is associated with, you know, growing bees and harvesting honey is what it comes down to. And you use that space in order to keep people away. And it's actually a place that you're storing things literally in plain sight. Now, isn't that fascinating? I don't know that I've ever come across a case where you have an individual that is taking these items and placing them in plain view like this for everybody in the world to see, if they have the intestinal fortitude to go open that box up. And when the police did, they found all of these items that were associated with Edna. And automatically, I can imagine fireworks are going off in their mind. They're thinking, you know, what in the world is he doing retaining all of these items?
Now that we know that he is a serial killer, as you've intimated, you would have to imagine he's trying to save himself, either a memento or wanting to use it again. But as the investigators dotted their I's and crossed their T's in this investigation, what I find absolutely fascinating is that the circle was drawn closed by the fact that investigators took a cadaver dog to Prince's property, and the cadaver dog alerted to human decomposition on Suttle's car and in Prince's wife's car, which is what they said he used to kidnap Suttles.
Yeah, isn't that something that after all of that time, these dogs can begin to pick up on scents like this? You know, we think back to cases where cadaver dogs have been used in order to facilitate recovery of remains. And you think about, you know, I often talk about how fascinated I am by what dogs are capable of doing. You know, I often compare it to the visual spectrum of light. you know, and our ability to see as human beings. And of course, dogs are renowned for eyesight too, but they're also, they also have kind of an olfactory spectrum where they can smell things that we as humans, mere mortals, we don't have that ability. And when these dogs are trained specifically to do this, they can pick up on the slightest hint of any kind of decomposing material. Now, you have canines that are out there to actually track living human beings, but there are a group of dogs, cadaver dogs, that are utilized in order to look for decomposing remains. And because the body, as it begins to break down, gives off a specific scent. So does that necessarily mean that you have found the body at that point in time? No, it doesn't. But at least from a circumstantial standpoint, the investigators can say, and I would assume that the prosecutors, you know, are chirping in on this as well, is that we begin to formulate something here. We know that this is not something that would be commonly accepted, that it's not a common occurrence to have the smell of human decomposition in a particular vehicle. That gives us an idea that at some point in time, a decomposing human remain had passed through this space. And what do you use a car for? Well, you use a car in order to get from point A to point B, and in this case, that's what occurred.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
I've had people ask me over the course of my career, why'd you want to be an investigator? And sometimes one of the answers that I will give folks is that I'm nosy. I like to you know, go digging about and trying to find information out about these cases and these people's lives that I'm trying to determine what brought that life to a particular end. And in this case, I got to tell you, Jackie, boy, did the cops hit the jackpot when they began to investigate Edna's death. It's amazing what else they found at Daniel Prince's house.
And what the things that they found revealed is that Prince was indeed a serial killer. And Edna Suttles was not his first victim, just the first found. At Prince's home, investigators found pill bottles for cyclobenzaprine, tramadol, and lorazepam that were prescribed to Nancy Rago. And Nancy had been missing out of Charlotte. So here we find more victims.
Yeah. And, you know, with the increased interest that we have in our country right now of people that are missing and unknown, I mean, it's amazing to me how focus has shifted now to people that, you know, in my field in medical legal death investigation, we came across a lot of unknowns. We had unknown skeletons, you know, people that were never identified. We had unknown intact bodies. But now you begin to see the breadth and depth, I think, of how many tragedies there are out there in this country. And this poor woman had been missing since 2017. And when I began to read about her and read about the life that she had led, you know, again, all these memories came flooding back to me of the pain that I'd seen in families' faces over the years where they didn't know what had happened to their loved one. And as tragic as it is, you know, at least the family, her family is actually given this bit of information now. And they can begin to move on. But what's significant now, I think probably for the police at this part of the investigation, is that they knew that they were dealing with something that was bigger than just a one-off event where this guy, Daniel Prince, who, by the way, is a felon, a convicted felon, had done time in Michigan previously for kidnapping. They knew that they were dealing with something that was far bigger than simply the death of Edna and her disappearance. Now they're looking at another death. They're looking at connectivity with a woman that has been missing since 2017. And I can imagine, because, you know, this is kind of an isolated area of the country. Can you imagine you're in this rural location? You don't come across this every day, and all of a sudden, you're faced with the prospect that you're dealing with not just one, but two, maybe even more than that, deaths.
The problem that investigators had here is that even though they found the prescription bottles in Nancy Rago's name, they didn't know where Nancy Rago was. So they had to depend upon information that they could pull together and comments made by Prince himself.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, there's one narrative that he had, you know, when the police are beginning to press Prince and trying to elicit information from him, because they know that they're onto something. You know, they know that this guy didn't just run into Edna and he decided to kill her and take her, you know, off into an isolated area and bury her remains. They knew that there was something bigger there, and they really wanted to begin to probe this. And it's fascinating that in a couple of comments that he made, he deferred to this idea of euthanasia. And just think about that just for a second. He had actually at least implied that there were other people that he had kind of assisted, if you will, in their deaths to give them, I don't know, I guess relief from what he perceived as pain in this world or whatever. And at least that was the narrative that he was trying to sell to the police at that point in time. And can you imagine you're sitting there and you're trying to elicit information from this guy, and he's telling you that, well, you know, I view it that, yeah, I've been involved in some deaths, but they were friends. I aided them in their deaths. But suddenly, you know, with Prince, when they began to kind of dig deeper relative to Edna's death, he, you know, at that moment, Tom said he wanted an attorney and he wouldn't tell him any more information without an attorney present. But what he did say, he says, I can bring you within 3 feet of Edna's body.
The issue here, though, Joe, is it's not just the death of Nancy Rago and where is her body, but her 88-year-old mother was also missing. We find that Prince had power of attorney over Rago's property. So Nancy Rago and her mother, it appears, died at the same time. Nancy Rago disappeared on the day that her mother was found in the home. And just like Edna Suttles, Dolores Sellers was killed by a combination of medications fed to her.
You know, Jackie, you think about this, and one of my fallback positions relative to serial killers, when you begin to kind of analyze their behavior and see what they do, what their purpose to do, how they go about doing it, they like to stay, you know, we hear about geographic predispositions, you know, they don't, you know, go outside of their area. I hate to use the word hunt, but that's essentially the way they kind of frame this whole thing. But another thing that's very important when you begin to look at the way serial killers function is that many times they will stick with same methodologies. And we see in Edna where, you know, she had medication that was applied to her, and apparently it led essentially to her death. Now, we have this 80-year-old woman who's found dead at home, and they were able to determine that she was given a lethal overdose, again, of a prescription cocktail. And, you know, we think back to what Prince was saying in this interview that he was giving to the police, you know, when they were, you know, trying to assess what was going on. And he used the term euthanasia. He talked about euthanizing a friend of his to speed them along the way, to kind of help them along the way, you know, to, I don't know what his perception was. Lord knows, I don't know that I want to, but that's what he's telling the police. Now, that shows a pattern that he had chosen to do this. However, when you look at Miss Rago's cause of death, she was shot. She was shot. So He deviates from a methodology at this point in time where he's utilizing a firearm. By the way, he was not supposed to be in possession of one because he's a convicted felon. And, you know, that's one of the ways that the feds were able to hang charges on him initially, because he was found in possession of a firearm. And since he's previously been convicted of a felony and had done time up in Michigan, he's not supposed to possess one. And so that was another box that the feds and the investigators were able to tick in this case. But here's the really sad part of this, is that unlike her mother, Miss Rago, her body's never been found.
I was just going to ask you about that, Joe. How do we know that she was shot if her body was never found?
Well, that information is going to have to come from the perpetrator. You know, and that goes to the level of skill that the police and the investigators, you know, utilize. It's one thing, you know, guys like me that deal in forensics and all those sorts of things, and people are wowed by what we can do at the scene and, you know, documentation and collection of evidence and all that. But what's really fascinating is when you watch an interview and an interrogation to see what kind of information can be elicited from a subject that is willing to talk to you. And keep in mind, when we talk about Prince, one of the things that he had talked about was that he wasn't going to say anything else until he had a lawyer present. But when he did have a lawyer present, he essentially rolled over or confessed to everything. As a matter of fact, remember, he had said that I can put you within 3 feet of Edna's remains. So, you know, our supposition here is that he essentially divulged this information to the investigators. So as police begin to, you know, kind of work this out, they begin to see this pattern evolving with his behavior and how he had gone about essentially identifying the individuals he was going to kill.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
When you work serialized events, there's part of you as an investigator, you begin to think, you know, will this ever end? The human side of you kicks in and you're hoping against hope that there won't be any more. But in the case of Daniel Prince, there did turn out to be another one, and that was a lady named Lee Goodman. Jackie, I got to tell you, I'm at a loss. She had kind of a difficult life, but had succeeded in spite of a lot of pitfalls that she had experienced.
She did. She had been married multiple times. She had 4 children that she raised successfully in that they moved on to be successful themselves. But she still lived her life a little bit on the transient side, not in what we think most of the time when people talk about transience. She just liked to move around a lot. She was a licensed occupational therapist, and she did like to move around a lot. But unfortunately for her, she ran into Daniel Prince. In fact, she lived on his property for a while.
The relationship is kind of interesting and murky because, you know, all of these people that Prince has associated with, he seems to in some way be able to kind of insert himself into their lives. As a matter of fact, you know, we think back to how some of these deaths came about. They came about as a result of him essentially preparing a lethal cocktail of medication. He had gotten that medication from one of the victims and had held on to it. Now, you talk about purposed. you know, he's taking medication that I think that could be sold on the street. You know, you're talking about something like Ativan, that's an anti-anxiety medication, you know, kind of like Xanax. That would have some value to it. No. He didn't use it himself. He didn't try to sell it on the street. He held on to it because it had utility. And he would purpose himself, at least from my perspective, to interject himself into these ladies' lives, every single one of them. And Lee Goodman was no different. You know, you begin to think about somebody that is a predator like Prince, and, you know, the police, the FBI, as well as the locals and the state police, they identified him as a monster. They said that he was a predator, and he's always on the lookout. So you take someone like Ms. Goodman, who had, like you had mentioned, Jackie, had lived kind of a transient life, had moved around a bit, had some instability, been through multiple marriages. She's going to have an area that can be exploited. She's looking for a place to live. Yeah, come on. I've got a nice place. I've got property. You can live here on my property. My wife won't mind. You know, come and stay here for a while. But you know, that's what a predator does. They want to be able to take advantage of individuals that they know that they can have success against. Keep in mind, he's not going after some, you know, 250-pound NFL linebacker here. He's going against people that are down their luck many times, or that are weakened by age or infirmity. He's inserting himself into their life. He's even looking for people. You look at Edna, people that do good in the community. You know, she'd probably talk to anybody that's walking down the street. They just look for that point that they can kind of dig themselves into their lives and insert themselves. And, you know, as it turned out, when the police began to talk to Daniel, he, you know, actually admitted that he did, in fact, kill Lee Goodman.
What sets these murders apart is the fact that it seems that Daniel Prince preys on older women. I don't want to say elderly, but the women that he seems to have preyed on were over 50. But one of the other things that stands out about him as a serial killer is the way he kills people. We know that he poisoned. We know that he shot. But we don't really know what he did to Lee Goodman.
No, we don't. And guess what? We never will. They couldn't come up with a conclusion relative to how her life had ended. One of the more chilling aspects to this case is that the police put out the information that of the two women that to this date that are still missing, Daniel Prince disposed of their bodies by his own admission in a manner in which they can never be recovered. And just think about what that entails. If you're not capable of finding the bodies and they're in no condition to be examined, how are you ever going to make an exact determination? And that puts the police, the attorney general, the FBI, it puts them in a position where they're having to be totally reliant upon the word of a monster, of a predator, Daniel Prince in this case. That's really all you have to go on. And I have to say, you know, the police have played this very close to the vest, because this case actually did become a federal case and the feds prosecuted this. It was actually tried, heard in the federal district court, and Daniel Prince wound up going to federal prison for the rest of his life, by the way. Not as much information has been released in these cases. As say, for instance, this had occurred at a state level where the state was the sole investigator. Many times the feds are not as likely to release information, the specifics about a case, as say the locals or the state police might be.
I think what frightens me the most about hearing the details of all of these investigations is the knowledge that this is probably not the only murders he's ever committed. It's just the ones that we know about.
You're absolutely right. When you consider the fact that Daniel Prince has done time in the Michigan State Penitentiary for kidnapping, that was in Michigan. These cases took place in South Carolina and North Carolina. Where's he been in the interim? What has occurred? And also, the fact that he was willing to give up specific information about these four women that we're covering today really gives you pause. You think, you know, where else has he been? Who else has he impacted along the way? What other families are missing people that might be associated with this man? You know, because he's not like a stranger that hides in the darkness and then steps out suddenly like some kind of monster in a movie. He's a guy that warms up to you. He's a guy that becomes your friend. He's a guy that you give power of attorney to. He's a guy that takes your SSI checks. And in the end, he's a guy that absolutely destroys you. I'm Joseph Scott Morgan, and this is Body Bags.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.